So how did you get involved with this promotion?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on and having the opportunity to talk with you about this show. I came into contact with the rest of the guys behind 2KW Pro almost exactly 2 years ago. It was 2 years ago this past June where the other guys in the promotion decided to go back and start over again, start the company up again, because 2KW has existed in prior iterations, starting all the way back in 2001 and maybe even before that. But I knew some of these guys from working some of the independents here in the New York area, and they knew that I had experience in promoting shows before or doing things with broadcasting and events and working on things like that. So we sat down, we figured out, okay, what can we do? How can we all work together? What's a harmonious relationship between everybody? And I slowly grew from working as like an adjunct, a helper, a guy putting things into place, into the executive producer, which is like a lot of the logistical work, dealing with sponsors, dealing with media partners, dealing with anything and everything to do with the business side. I have someone who works hand in hand with me on that to make sure that we can get the show on time, we stick to budget, what are smart moves for the business long term and short term. We have an excellent staff of people who help build the company up and help try to get new or new faces or take different chances or create different ways to make it economically viable for families to come out to these shows. Because you know as well as anyone, going to a wrestling show or a sporting event in New York is expensive because you have to pay at least $275 to get there, to take the train there, to take the bus there. And then from there, you have to pay your ticket. You have to pay for food. You have to pay for drinks. You have to get all that stuff done. It can cost you $50, $60
sure,
at the minimum to go to a show. So what we try to do is create a palatable price point for people to come out to our shows. Our tickets are $10 online, $12 at the door. You get a ticket and a t-shirt for $20, and that's only available online before the day of the show. So you have up until July 29th for $20 to buy a ticket and a t-shirt for $20. Usually a t-shirt's $20, let alone a ticket to a show.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's easy for us to do it because we know that we can make more money or get better business by being economically viable to the fans, because the fans are the things that support us. The fans are the reason why we've been able to run five and after next Saturday, six shows, and hopefully a seventh one this fall. It's all about making sure the fans have the best possible experience and have enough money to have a good time and not feel like they're not going to be able to make it to next payday.
All right, so what makes this sixth show special?
That's our second anniversary show. A lot of people didn't think we'd get to our first anniversary, hell, to our second show, let alone the sixth one and our second anniversary. It's the culmination of 2 years of experimenting, trying, succeeding, sometimes failing, and moving forward. Our look has changed. Our talent has evolved constantly. We've added new parts or revamped some older parts of our product. It's celebrating our successes and our failures and bringing in someone like Jade, who has held a title on a nationally televised company in wrestling, having someone of her caliber along with Eddie Kingston, where if you followed independent wrestling enough, you know Eddie Kingston is one of the gold standards in our industry in terms of being inside the ring. Got a great psychological mind. He's a guy who knows how to work inside and outside the ring and is one of the best talkers I have ever experienced in my life. If you've never seen an Eddie Kingston interview or hear him speak, his monologues alone are worth the price of admission. I have seen him talk just straight into a camera about a match, and I have felt emotions I've never felt before about a wrestling match. And to have that palpable energy, that star power, come to our gym in the Bronx is something that we never thought we'd be able to do. We've had some weird and interesting opportunities on the table. This is the most advantageous one we've ever had, and it's something that I think is going to pay off for us in spades when they face off against EYFBO next Saturday night.
Yeah, let's talk about this because, they're a good tag team. They've been around. They've been in you know, Warriors of Wrestling Tier 1, they've got a really good reputation, and then you get, you know, this really good talker, but also vicious striker, you know, Kingston and Jade. I mean, she's pretty damn good in terms of, like, knockouts, the implant buster. I mean, she does a lot of cool stuff. How did you book this match? How did this match even happen?
Well, it all came about because we saw that Jade was going to be in the area the same day as our show. And Mike Drastic and Angel Ortiz wanted this match. Mike Drastic came to us and said, "We want Jade. We want Mia Yim. We want Eddie Kingston." So we were able to strike a deal where everybody was happy and get the match that we wanted as the main event for our second show to happen. Because when you build a card for an event, you go through maybe 4 to 5 drafts of what you want before you get the card that is the best possible card. There will be 3 different guys in 3 different matches before they end up in the same match together. So the fact that we were able to pull that off and get Eddie Kingston, who happened to be in town the same day, because he's traveling with Jade, and that's, you know, just fortuitous enough for us. We were lucky enough to get them. We were lucky enough to have them on the show. And it's a match that a lot of people have been talking about on Twitter. A lot of people, if you follow our Twitter account, you'll see a lot of comparisons between Eddie Kingston and Mike Drastic, one half of EYFBO, the bulldog-looking one, the violent one of the two. And he's drawing a lot of, like, comparisons. A lot of people calling Eddie Kingston Mike Drastic's father. And I don't know if Drastic takes too kindly to that.
They could definitely pass for father and son, or older brother and younger brother, you know, definitely, without a doubt.
Yeah, the gifts that have been coming from both sides have made following our Twitter account really worth it over the past 3 weeks or so.
So can you talk a little bit about the rest of the card? So that's the big match, but there's a lot of other matches there too, so let's run them down.
The ethos of our company ever since we started was opportunity, giving opportunities to guys who may not have gotten it just yet from other companies or who are banging on the door. There's a team called Certified Sexy. It's a trio of guys. It's Gino DeGod, Nutrius X, and Sasha Jenkins. And they've been wanting to be a part of 2KW since our first show in August of 2014. 6 shows later, now they have their opportunity, but they're standing across the ring from 3 guys who combined have 5 2KW Pro main events under their belt. Chris Cage was in the main event of 2KW's 1 and 2. In 2014 and 15, and the Walking Riot Rays was in the main events of 3, 4, and 5. And in 3 and 4, he went up against A.R. Fox and Matt Tremont. And the King of Kaiju Rays, in all but every match except the last show, 2KW Pro 5, main events in our company's history, has never lost. Rays has never been pinned. He's never been submitted. He has lost one match, but it was a tag team match. So now you've got Chris Cage, his tag team partner Riplash, and their blood brother Rays going up against 3 very hungry guys. So you've got that match, which is going to set the table and set the standard for Certified Sexy's time in 2KW. You don't know how long they're going to be here, and this is the biggest opportunity they may get in 2KW. If they can live up to the hype that they're bringing into this fight, and if some of the gatekeepers of this company can keep them at bay, what happens if they impress the management? What happens if they impress the crowd? If they want a "we want," if they get a "please come back" chant, then they might come back. And then you've got a team like The Element, who have been strong on the scene in the Bronx and have been making a name for themselves, going up against the Super Savages, a team that was made in 2KW completely by accident. That team was put together because both of these guys, Caveman and Monte, were facing each other in a singles match last year. And then John Davis, who is now the Federated Champion, and if you've watched Ring of Honor or FIP or a fan of the NWA, he's a former NWA World Tag Team Champion of the Dark City Fight Club. He came in and made that match a handicap match. And ever since then, after the decimation by John Davis, they've been the Super Savages. They've partnered together, and they've gone up against the Zoltan. They've gone up against a litany of teams here at 2KW, and their win-loss record isn't that bad. But when you've got teams like the Zoltan and EYFBO in your tag team division, You've got to keep getting victories. You've got to get new blood in there. You've got to create new opportunities. So the Super Savages are going up against the Element, two sets of teams looking to make a statement on July 30th, looking to prove themselves, prove that they belong in the upper echelon of that tag team division, that they can go up against EYFBO or the Zoltan, get another crack at the Super Savages. Who knows what'll happen? But that match is something to look out for. And there's a lot going on the 30th. And women's wrestling is on the rise in pro wrestling. It is one of the has taken pro wrestling by storm. And you've seen the inclusion of women in sports higher and higher and higher and becoming more important. And not just a novelty act or not just Title IX for the sake of Title IX. We are seeing Ronda Rousey, Holly Holm, Nunez, who won this past Saturday at UFC 200, beat Misha Tate in less than 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. So women in sports, especially combat sports, are becoming a huge factor. And we've seen it in 2KW. In our main event, we have a woman in the main event in Jade. At our last show, we had Sonya Strong in the main event. And Sonya Strong was a cornerstone of our intergender wrestling ever since 2KW3, where she came in and went up against Stan Styles. But now we're doing something we've never done and something we've wanted to do since the inception of the company, but the timing wasn't right. And it's a women's match. And it's going to feature Helen Vale, who's been seen throughout New England, throughout New Jersey. I believe she's made several appearances at WrestlePro. Going up against Ashley Vox, who's one half of the Sea Stars from Chikara Pro. And Ashley Vox is coming off a jaw injury. She fractured her jaw. She had a hairline fracture in her jaw. And you can see it in a video on YouTube.com/2KWPro, where she talks about that. She goes through the journey of coming back to the ring. She's not sure if she'll be at the level she needs to be, but she's doing this. She has to go back into the ring. She has to fight. She has to prepare for her career and go up against Helen Vale and make history. You want to be, if you're anybody in professional wrestling, you want to make history. You want to be in the record books. You want to be mentioned years after you've left your boots in the middle of the ring. And to be the woman who wins the first women's match in 2KW history or any company's history is something that will drive you to drive hundreds of miles, get into a ring, and potentially refracture your jaw.
Yep.
And that's what Ashley Vox is going to do next Saturday night.
So in terms of goals, how do you think the company, the promotion's goals have changed from the first 2 years to looking forward now? Like, what's on your agenda now for the next 2 years?
Well, our agenda is to grow our audience. That's been the consistent goal since we all sat down at a Heartland Brewery at the Port Authority to sit down and figure out, are we really going to do this? And we've gotten some great crowds. We've gotten some crowds that needed a few more heads in them. But our growth has been exponential as a company. Just in terms of our visual product, we have access to 4K cameras. We have some of the best commentators in the New York area that I get to work with on every show and people who take opportunities. Our goal is to make every show better than the last one. If we have one more fan there, if we get one more view on YouTube, if we get one more like on Facebook, if we can get those retweets on Twitter, if we can get people talking, that's what matters to us.
All right, man. Is there anything else that you'd like to add that we haven't touched base on?
Well, there's a lot going on in pro wrestling right now, and the way that pro wrestling evolves and the way the business practices evolve. If you look at pro wrestling as a startup business, you'll have the capacity for greater growth. At least that's my philosophy. I try to run this company, or at least I try to produce this company, like a tech startup. I try to get sponsors. I try to get venture capitalists. I try to get VC money anywhere I can. And I look at it like branding. There's a lot of people out there who are willing to work with wrestling if you make it worth their while. If you can create a social media platform, if you're willing to do what I'm doing right now, take your lunch break and do interviews. Sit on your laptop till 3 in the morning to edit video, to sit in front of Adobe Premiere and just cut, paste, and edit. write press releases, call people, email people, sit down and swallow every ounce of potential audience you can. Because if you're not trying to do this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, then you're not matching our hustle. And on Saturday night, July 30th, you're going to see that. You're going to see how hard we all work to make this company a reality. If people think that promoting wrestling is easy or working in the wrestling business is easy, you are not looking at it the right way. Can it be easy? Yes. Are there ways to make it easy? Of course there are. But if you're trying to build an entirely new demographic, if you're trying to build up an entirely new market base out of a niche within a niche within a niche, you need to dedicate every single moment you have to it. And that's to the wrestlers too. If you look at this roster, it's full of hungry guys who are looking to get to the next level and people who have gotten to that next level looking to lead the way for them. Jade and Eddie Kingston didn't have to do this show, but they did it because they wanted to take a chance on us. They wanted to take a chance on EYFBO, two guys who have been impressing every single person they stood across the ring with for over 5 years. And that's something that we're excited to see on July 30th. If you like pro wrestling, if you love pro wrestling and you live in New York City and you've got $10 in your wallet, go to 2kwpro.com, click the ticket button, buy a ticket, and take a chance. Take a chance on a local homegrown promotion featuring people from New York City, featuring people who have worked effortlessly, tirelessly to bring you the best wrestling they can bring you, to bring you talent and ideas and things that remind you of ECW, remind you of the territory days, remind you of the Attitude Era, remind you of what pro wrestling is to you. Because pro wrestling means 85 different things to 85 different people. So if we can hit that pocket, if we can hit that hallmark, if we can get to you, then we've done our job. If you like us, you will love us. If you hate us, we will do everything we can to convince you that you're wrong. And that's what we're going to do on July 30th. Whether it's be from our sponsors, who we have a great relationship to our audience, to people who are just coming for the first time ever. We're going to prove that we belong on this ball field on July 30th.